How do you define wisdom? Is it the practical application of knowledge? Is it simply the curation of information? There are lots of different ways to define the term wisdom, but I think my favorite way to describe the difference between knowledge and wisdom is this. Knowledge is knowing that a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is understanding that it doesn't belong in a fruit salad. As I go throughout my day, I intentionally seek ways to gain wisdom. What this does is expand my understanding of a multitude of topics, from science, to art, to business, to technology, all kinds of different things. If there's a podcast for it, then it's something that I can learn about. The amount of information out there can seem daunting, but there is a way you can simplify things so that you can gain wisdom daily. In today's episode, I will share with you why it's important to gain wisdom daily. I'll share with you some of the ways that I practice this principle, and I'll give you some ideas on how you can introduce this habit so you can expand your understanding of the world and the people around you. You are a working professional who's interested in doing your best in all aspects of your life. You put everything into the roles you play, but sometimes it can be hard to stay focused and avoid burnout. My name is Ryan Rodriguez, and as the host of the Ignited Podcast, I'm here to give you the tools and perspective you need to keep the four flames of fitness, intellect, relationships, and energy burning steady. By keeping those flames lit, your fire can burn bright. Join me in challenging the status quo by taking ownership of our lives, building up each other, and becoming the people that we were meant to be. Do more, be ignited. Let's start off with talking about why it's important to gain wisdom every day. The acquisition of knowledge is very different from gaining wisdom. If you can't practically apply the knowledge that you gain, then what's the point? I understand that sharing knowledge is beneficial. Authors, educators, and researchers do it every day. That's what they base their careers off of. However, the basis of their efforts is to provide others with practical means for accomplishing something important. For example, I can teach people how to start IVs on patients. Hell, I can even teach a monkey to do that. We joke about that all the time. But the value in knowing how to perform that task is in knowing when to gain IV access and the why behind it. Simon Sinek dives into this concept at length in his book, Start With Why, that he wrote back in 2011. And we focused on that book last year during quarter three in The Forge. There are many great reasons why gaining wisdom every day is important and can add value to your life. But I'm going to talk about six specific reasons, six specific standouts. These are in no particular order. They're just the product of my brainstorming ideas I did over the last 2 weeks to prepare for this episode. So let's get started. Number one, it helps improve your decision-making capability. Gaining wisdom helps us make informed and thoughtful decisions by providing us with a wider perspective and a larger understanding of our environments. Travel is a great example of how we can foster this. By traveling to new and different places, we can observe the customs and practices of the people from the area that we travel to. I'm not even talking internationally. I mean, that's a great way to travel, but this can happen on a large scale or a small scale. We can travel to a different city in our state, or we can even visit a new restaurant or museum or bookstore that we've never been to. All of these experiences add to our pool of understanding. I was at a new place the other day, sitting at a table, working on some things, when I overheard an older couple asking the waitress about whether or not they should visit the town of Jerome, which is a small town in central Arizona. And the couple was from Canada and had never been to Arizona before. I'd been to Jerome personally before, and I thought it was a charming little place to visit. And so I piped up and I gave my recommendation as an Arizona native. And this couple had a limited amount of time and were visiting several other towns to see what Arizona had to offer. And they took my recommendation to heart and were able to plan a really fun day. If these people hadn't asked the right questions, or asked any questions at all, they wouldn't have been able to have the experience they were looking for. By getting out and seeing the world and asking simple questions and interacting with people around you, you're able to make better decisions that can enrich your experience. Number two, personal growth. I hear a lot of people say the statement that making mistakes is the only way to learn. And that is so not true, so inaccurate. First of all, we can learn in a multitude of other ways. And not only that, we don't have to be the ones to make mistakes in order to learn from them. We can make observations of those around us and learn from their mistakes. There's a quote by Ken Schramm that says, "A smart person learns from their mistakes. A wise person learns from the mistakes of others." And that pretty much reinforces what I was just saying, right? By consciously making the choice to see mistakes we and others make as a learning opportunity, we can foster our growth and development, helping us to evolve as individuals. It's this type of introspection and reflection that helps us identify areas for improvement and strive towards becoming our best selves. Number three, enhanced relationships. Being able to empathize with those we care about is a huge part of maintaining quality relationships, and that's exactly what gaining wisdom daily can do. But empathy isn't the only thing that it can help us with. We can communicate more effectively and resolve conflicts that might come up in a more constructive way. By understanding different perspectives and being open-minded, we can build stronger connections with those around us. One of the ways you can put specific effort towards this factor is to either listen to podcasts or read books on developing stronger relationships, or both. By listening in on conversations held on podcasts, you can gain insight and understanding as long as you're willing to be open and receptive to what's being said. By understanding different perspectives and being open-minded, we can consciously build stronger connections. Number four, reduced stress and anxiety. When we gain clarity and perspective, we gain a sense of sure footing. By identifying where we stand on an issue or how we feel about a topic, we can stand firm in those beliefs. And I'm not saying that sometimes we don't change our opinion, but I am saying that you at least know where you stand in the moment. When faced with challenges or uncertainties, people with wisdom have a wider pool of knowledge to sift through and are better equipped to manage their emotions and find solutions, leading to greater resilience and well-being. Number five, continuous learning. Seeking to gain wisdom daily encourages a mindset of lifelong learning and curiosity. By seeking new knowledge and experiences on a daily basis, we can stay intellectually stimulated and adaptable in an ever-changing world. This continuous pursuit of learning not only broadens our understanding, but keeps us engaged and motivated. Number six, contributing to society. Knowing more allows us to contribute more. We can do this through mentoring others, sharing our insights on podcasts like this, writing books, writing songs, creating film, or engaging in other meaningful work. All of these things produced by knowledgeable people uplift others and fosters a sense of community and collective progress. This is exactly what it's all about. Cultivating a community that we want to be a part of and adding to the pool of knowledge. This could look an infinite number of different ways. We could join a mastermind group of people who are driven to better themselves every day. We could start a family and pour our knowledge and love into those people and build a family empire. Or we could join a book club of people who are interested in learning more through reading a book, then coming together to openly talk about the details of that book. It could look a number of different ways. Some of the ways that I practice wisdom daily are: I listen to podcasts, I take time to read books, I take at least 10 minutes every day to read a book or an article. I engage in conversation. So let me share with you some of the podcasts that I listen to. Coincidentally enough, Modern Wisdom is one that I just fell into and started listening to, which kind of inspired the topic of today's podcast, Gaining Wisdom Daily. I listen to the Jordan Harbinger Show. He does a great job of having dynamic conversations, and he actually takes not calls, but people write in and ask for his perspective on things. He's a lawyer, but he's providing like legal insight, but he's not giving like official legal advice. But anyway, I listen to At the Table with Patrick Lencioni. It's pretty much all things organizational health-wise and organizational leadership. And those are topics that I'm very interested in. I listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries, which is incredible. There's so many different stories told by this guy and curated, and the way he tells it is so interesting. But a lot of these medical mysteries that I learn about, I never would have otherwise known about. Anyway, I also listen to the Learning Leader Show with Ryan Hawk, which his whole plight is that he's a leader and he's constantly learning new things, hence the name, the Learning Leader Show. Books that I'm reading right now, I'm reading Lead It Like Lasso. If you're a fan of the show Ted Lasso on Apple TV, which is amazing. If you haven't watched it, I highly encourage it. It's kind of a unofficial guide to the show, and they kind of break down leadership lessons learned throughout the show. So it's pretty cool. It's a nice little companion piece. I'm just about to start the 5 Languages of Appreciation in the Workplace. That's for a class I'm taking, as well as the Fundamentals of Project Management. And I am going to be starting The Mountain Is You. That one's been kind of advertised to me a lot lately, so I figured why not. It's got a good title, and it's got a good premise. But like I said, I like to have conversations, meaningful conversations with people, not just like, hey, what's going on, but like specific questions. I ask a lot of questions, you guys, and I'm sure the guys at work don't really appreciate that too much. I mean, there's some people who engage, but some people just kind of laugh and shove it off. They don't really want to open up, which is fine, you know. I also ask my wife and kids lots of questions, and they aren't just the standard questions like, hey, how was your day? I feel like the quality of your relationships are based on the quality of the questions that you ask. So I ask things like, what was the funniest thing that happened today? Or what was something new you learned today? By instigating quality conversations rather than just barking orders at my kids or ignoring them completely or whatnot, or harping on them, I've fostered teenagers who want to hang out with me and who want to help out around the house and who are respectful and who are leaders among their friend groups. So ask the right questions, ask specific questions. You'd be surprised at the conversations and the connections that you make when you do. So let me share with you some ideas for gaining wisdom every day. I mean, I shared with you the ways I do it: podcast, books, conversation. I mean, those aren't the only ways, but those are kind of like the main consistent ways. But let me share with you some ways that you can gain wisdom every day. There was a quote that I love, and it's by Marilyn Vos Sant, and she said, "To acquire knowledge, one must study, but to acquire wisdom, one must observe." You could take lead on the things I just shared with you, like books and podcasts. But honestly, it's all about being observant of your surroundings. Pay attention to the things that are going on around you. By honing in on that skill and paying attention to detail, you'll prime your mind you will prime your brain to be at the ready to absorb information when you aren't even trying. Finally got it out. How was that? Your brain wants to learn new things. It's literally built to do exactly that. Why would you shut it off? And why would you neglect that part of yourself? You can neglect others all day long if you want, by all means. But please don't neglect yourself. Honestly, if you want to build a quality relationship with anyone, you really need to understand that you've got to build a healthy relationship with yourself. It's crazy to think that you can foster something amazing with someone if you haven't acknowledged and are consciously dealing with your trauma. Be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of what's affecting you. And if something's affecting you in a continuous negative way, eliminate it from your life. Kick it out. Get rid of it. Observe what's going on around you. Observe the things that lift you up. Observe the things that break you down. And then make adjustments accordingly. In essence, gaining wisdom every day is essential for personal fulfillment, meaningful relationships, and making a positive impact on the world around us. It's a lifelong journey that requires dedication, curiosity, and an openness to new experiences and perspectives. Want to gain wisdom with me and others looking to improve themselves in the fire categories of fitness, intellect, relationships, and energy? Then join the Forge. We start a new quarter on April 1st, 2024, and we'll be working through James Clear's best-selling book, Atomic Habits. When you join, you'll get exclusive access to the private Facebook group. I will send you a copy of the book. I will also send you a companion workbook that I constructed to help you dive deeper into the concepts shared by James Clear. And I'll also, you'll also get access to weekly coaching calls that I'll lead to make sure you're staying on track and getting the support that you need. Click the link in the show notes today, invest in yourself, observe what's going on around you, and start the active process of refining yourself into the best version of you. Thanks for tuning into this episode of the United Podcast. Until next time, keep forging ahead. This is Ryan Rodriguez signing off, challenging you all to keep your inner fire lit.